Shot in school uniform, BBC reveals police order led to Gen Z protest killings in Nepal. Fear is everywhere, BBC reports from Mexican city turned into war zone by drug cartel feud. Israeli soldiers shot a Palestinian boy and stood around as he bled to death. Video shows Cuba says it shot dead 4 people on U.S.-registered speedboat. U.S. and Iran to hold talks as pressure for nuclear deal builds. Orban accuses Ukraine of disrupting oil supplies to Hungary. Hong Kong tycoon Jimmy Lai wins appeal against fraud conviction. North Korea could get along with U.S., says Kim Jong-un. U.S. suitcase murderer. Deported from Bali after 11 years in jail, trail goes cold for conspiracy theorist gunman 6 months on a New York City snowball fight gone wrong leaves Mayor Manny at odds with police. Spain declassifies files on 1981 attempted cooping effort to dispel conspiracy theories. Politician brothers convicted in Brazil for ordering murder of prominent counselor Pope Leo to visit 4 African countries in April. Australian PM apologizes after calling child sex abuses survivor and advocate. Difficult Swiss bar fire victims to receive solidarity payment. Zimbabwe rejects lopsided U.S. health aid deal over data concerns. Don't break up new jeans and I'll forgo $18 million payout, says ex-K-pop boss. 2 charged with murder of Australian grandfather after mistaken identity. Kidnapping. Trump keeps world waiting on his plans for Iran after State of the Union. Why Asian firms are not cheering Trump tariff ruling. Fact-checking Trump's longest ever State of the Union. I can't breathe anymore. Inside the night, a mob burned a newspaper. Watch, BBC on streets of Mexican City gripped by deadly cartel violence. Watch, moment a sinkhole in Omaha traps cars and drivers. BBC sees damage in Puerto Vallarta after Mexican cartel violence. Anyone who runs is shot. Watch Russian soldiers describe killings of troops who refuse orders. BBC's Will Grant on the atmosphere in Mexico following unrest. Russia attacked Ukraine with missiles and drones overnight, injuring at least 20 people. Exclusive, rare earth shortages worsen in U.S. aerospace and chip industries. Despite trade truce, sources say oil prices steady ahead of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. EIA data shows hefty stock build. Gold ticks up on softer dollar, markets eye U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. U.S. regulator says it has power to police prediction market misconduct. Oil settles little changed. Supply worries persist despite large U.S. crude stock build. USDA selling its flagship South Building in Washington, relocating staff. Gold prices head for 5th day of gains in 6. JP Morgan sees more upside. CME Group pauses metals and natural gas trading due to technical issues. BlueScope spurns $10.7 billion offer, but leaves door open to talks. Rakuten Bank shares slide as fintech restructuring talks reopen. BlueScope rejects revised takeover bid from Steel Dynamics, SGH. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 2.75%. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.51%. Analysis. NVIDIA CEO prepares investors for a renewed battle with Intel, AMD. LSEG under pressure on AI and margins as Elliott weighs in. Asia stocks, Japan hits record high, S Korea surges as NVIDIA boosts chipmakers. Toyota plans $19 billion share sale by banks, insurers, Reuters. South Korea central bank holds rate at 2.5%. UK public inflation expectations fall in January. Citi YouGov survey shows Brazil's central government posts lower than expected primary budget surplus in January. German consumer sentiment drops unexpectedly in March, survey. Germany's economy expands 0.3% in fourth quarter. Thailand's central bank cuts policy rate to 1% in surprise move. German economy grows by 0.3% in Q4, stats office says. German consumer sentiment darkens unexpectedly heading into March. Survey finds U.S. sets preliminary duties on solar imports from India, Indonesia, and Laos.